About 80 County Farm Bureau leaders gathered July 31st in Goochland, Virginia, to give feedback on the state's first ever Farm and Forest Prosperity Plan, a four-year roadmap created by bipartisan legislation that Governor Abigail Spanberger signed in June. Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry Katie Frazier is leading the effort and told the crowd to bring me a problem but also two solutions, stressing that farmer input will shape the plan headed to the Governor and General Assembly. A big theme was turning wood waste and biomass into power, with Halifax County logger Bruce Slagle and Lee County Farm Bureau's Roger Elkins arguing that leftover material could generate electricity for the data centers now cropping up like weeds and straining the grid. Charlotte County Forester Miller Adams warned that shifting regulations every election cycle scare off big investment in new mill technology, prompting talk of tax relief and programs like use value assessment and the Forest Sustainability Fund to keep Virginia forestry competitive. Goochland, Va Virginia farmers and foresters had a direct line to state agricultural leadership July 31 during a listening session hosted by Virginia Farm Bureau Federation at its annual County Leadership Conference. About 80 County Farm Bureau leaders participated in discussions designed to gather feedback for Virginia's first ever Farm and Forest Prosperity Plan, a four-year strategic roadmap created through bipartisan legislation signed by Governor Abigail Spanberger in June. The plan directs the Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry Katie Frazier to identify ways to strengthen agriculture and forestry, improve market access and support these leading private industries. Frazier said farmer input is essential. Their feedback will help develop and shape the plan that will be presented to the Governor and General Assembly. And this session in particular is so important as we strategically look at where agriculture and forestry has been and where it can go, Frazier told county leaders. Not only over the next 4 years, but into the future, she encouraged participants to speak candidly about ideas, opportunities and barriers. Bring me a problem, Frazier said, and also bring me two solutions. The listening sessions were facilitated by Virginia Cooperative Extension agents helping gather recommendations from sessions statewide. Forestry discussion topics included timber markets, forest product utilization, biomass energy, export opportunities, regulatory challenges, infrastructure needs and state support for loggers and forest landowners. Virginia is well positioned to expand markets for wood products and residual materials. Halifax County logger Bruce Slagle, a VFBF state board member, said biomass and wood waste have underappreciated economic potential. We've got plenty of material, he said. We can be burning it, making power. Lee County Farm Bureau Vice President Roger Elkins also sees opportunity in biomass energy, particularly as data centers crop up like weeds, demanding more power. Let's make power with that waste for these data centers to offset the demand on the power grid, he suggested. Others urged state leaders to consider how regulations shift with changes in administration, affecting long-term investments in timber. Charlotte County Forester Miller Adams said tremendous efficiency technologies are emerging in mills and harvest operations. Some of these are very huge investments, he said. But if investors know within one election cycle that regulations can change, it may be hard for them to recruit that capital investment in technology. And a lot of our competitors in international markets don't necessarily have the same regulations. Adams asked about tax relief strategies to incentivize growing more trees. Frazier said her team is looking at incentives and programs like use value assessment and the Forest Sustainability Fund, and the Office of Working Lands to sustain Virginia forestry for the future. State leaders also are working to expand opportunities for forestry exports, reinvigorate the Virginia Wood Council and explore markets for biomass, sustainable aviation fuel and biofuel from agriculture and forestry inputs, mass timber and sustainable wood products. West Lafayette, IND. Purdue University has received $12 million of a $35 million project led by the American Forestry Foundation and funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities to help family forest owners practice climate smart forestry in Indiana and eight other states throughout the eastern half of the U.S. Washington yesterday, the U.S. Forest Service, USFS, announced that they will be withdrawing their notice of intent to prepare an environmental impact statement on old-growth forests. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA and the Public Lands Council, PLC released the following statement praising the agency's decision to listen to local stakeholders who knew from Richmond, VA Governor Abigail Spanberger has announced that the Virginia Farm Recovery Block Grant Program will reopen to ensure producers and timber owners whose operations were impacted by Hurricane Helene, and who did not apply for assistance during the initial application period, have an opportunity to apply for disaster assistance. The program provides direct. Richmond, VA Governor Abigail Spanberger on Friday during an industry roundtable at the East Coast Sawmill, Logging and Pallet Equipment Exposition, Expo Richmond. Indoswell signed an executive directive creating the Virginia Wood Council, a new advisory body focused on growing Virginia's forestry industry, supporting loggers, and making sure Virginia's forests remain strong into the